Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Can't listen live. You can always listen to the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you listening no matter when you listen. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, only one C in there. And then also at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I write a lot about basketball, golf, power rankings, and sports business. But as we do the first Tuesday of every month, we have a great show with Justin Lunt, the head men's coach at Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington, a member of the Northwest Conference. Justin is not only an outstanding basketball coach, and I hear that from his peers all the time, which is the best compliment you can get, also a wonderful human being. Justin, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Doing great, Greg. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to you, too.
Very good. You know, we talked to you a month ago. Last time I saw you in person was at Warner Pacific. You had a tough preseason, played a lot of tough games, a lot of tough teams. How are you feeling about your team right now as you head into four straight home games in league play?
Well, you know, we just like you said, we've had a great non-conference schedule. Played you know, three teams in the top 25 for Division III. You know, one of them being the number one team in the country, and then two conference games on the road. And it's just been great for us. But you know, our last five games, we've really played extremely well. You know, we've won four out of our last five, and the only loss being loss to the number one team in the country. So we're on a little bit of a groove right now. You know, like I said, we're playing with a lot of confidence. We played in Santa Cruz in a Santa Cruz tournament, the 21st and 22nd, and then guys got about six days off for a Christmas break, and we haven't played since. So we're looking forward to you know, getting back on the floor this Friday versus a great Willamette team, and then playing Saturday against a great Lewis and Clark team and get back to conference play.
Yeah, and those are two good teams. I've seen both of them. There's, you know, you and I had talked about for the last year about how talented the coaches are in this league. Those teams have talented coaches, but you know, like you said, how Justin, you're a very successful basketball coach. How much does confidence play into sports and play into basketball? As you said, your team's got some confidence right now.
You know, we call it the Big Mo, you know, with our guys. And I think, you know, momentum and confidence kind of, you know, work hand in hand. And, you know, I think that, you know, in order for, you know, you get on a roll and learn and get better, you know, confidence is a big deal. So I think it's extremely important. You know, I think the other thing about it is all of our guys examine our losses this year. And, you know, we've, you know, played with some really good teams, you know, that have really, you know, helped us get better. So I think as far as, you know, being 6-5 and looking at our, you know, five losses, you know, I think our guys are going, well, you know, we were down 2 points, you know, to the number one team in the country, Augustana, and, you know, really, really gave them all we had. And I think that even after a loss, that gave us a lot of great confidence going into our trip down in California. So I think our guys are playing with a lot of confidence. Like I told you earlier in the season, you know, we've got a really young team, and so they're still trying to find their group together, and, you know, we're gelling really well. And so I think confidence mixed with being familiar with each other and growing as each other is, you know, is a great, you know, a great thing to have, especially going into the tough Northwest Conference play for the next 2 months.
Justin, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, because you're around young people every day. I'm around a lot of young people, not as many as you, but the big term is at least it for the next maybe probably 6 months, then we'll get a new one. It is what it is, but, you know, would you rather not be playing four straight games at home to start this kind of streak, ideally, and I know coaches usually say, well, it is what it is, but your opinion on
yeah.
that?
Well, you know, so, you know, conference season started early this year. You know, the last time we talked was after our PLU game. You know, so we, you know, that was a month ago. So, you know, conference started early for us. And the way our conference works out is usually it's going to be, we're going to get, you know, back to back home and then back to back road games. The only thing that I struggle with, and this is just, you know, just because in a selfish way, not a negative way, but, you know, we don't have any of our fans, you know, our school is out right now. So for our first four, you know, conference games at home, we won't have anyone here. You know, being a national liberal arts college, I mean, you know, 70% plus are from out of state. So when they're home for their, you know, months, you know, they're home. So that's kind of one of those things where, you know, we're a little bummed out about. But it's nice. It is nice to get at least, you know, our first 2 weekends at home, you know, someplace where we're familiar at. And, you know, and we're excited about that. But, you know, having a nice home crowd would also be nice, too. So, I'm not going to say it is what it is. I think that the way our schedule is made out, it's just they have for us. So, but like I said, since we haven't played, you know, in for so long, it's nice to be able to play in a familiar place at home. So I think that definitely benefits us.
Yeah, very well said. Very good answer there. I ask questions I don't know the answer to, but you answered that really good, in my opinion. I was going to ask you, Justin, about, you know, I get a lot of emails. I get tons of emails about I do all these shows with coaches, and people think I got an agenda, and I really don't have an agenda. I'm on the back nine. I just love basketball. I want to help people that don't get the attention they get, like the Northwest Conference. Even the Northwest Conference I don't think is happy with me. A lot, because I'm always making suggestions and everything. But I'm going to throw this out to you. I would really like to see the Northwest Conference go to a Friday night 5-7. I don't care who plays first, and then Sunday afternoon 12-2. I think there would be a big boost for the conference. I don't think it would cost that much. Additionally, and I think you'd make up for it by being kind of a standalone playing on Sunday. I used to take a couple weeks off my vacation when I was younger, and I'd go to Philadelphia, and I saw so many matinee games there, and I loved basketball. But anyway, your thoughts on that?
You know, we are making great strides in the right direction. I think it's so funny because before kids, before my own children, you know, I was like, well, 8-8's great. You know, it's a 24-hour, you know, turnaround, you know, it's Friday, Saturday. And now that I have, you know, young ones, you know, I have a 5-year-old and I have a, you know, 2-year-old, it's, you know, they don't ever get to come to, you know, daddy's games when it's 8-8, you know, so it's nice that we've gone to the 8-6, you know, Friday at 8 and then Saturday at 6, because, you know, my kids, you know, get an opportunity to come and watch the game and be a part of it. And it does make it a little bit more family friendly for, you know, families that have younger ones. You know, honestly, I've never thought about the Sunday. You know, you bring up the Sunday schedule, and I think that's an interesting point, because I think that, you know, a lot of Division One, you know, Division One. I mean, you know, there's Sunday afternoon games that they have, you know, and so, I'm not sure, but I think the Pac-12 actually has Sunday games, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, it's something I've never explored or actually never really thought. You know, I do think that obviously, you know, cost friendly is always going to be something, you know, with Division III, you know, but I think it's definitely something that, you know, if it ever did come up. And I love how you always bring up great ideas, because that's always a good thing for myself and other coaches in our conference to think about and chew on and, you know, talk about. So, you know, I've never thought about it. You're going to have to ask me next month after I think a little bit more about it. But, you know, the idea of having, you know, some Sunday, you know, early games, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what? You bring up a good point. Not to belabor this, we'll get back to talking about the loggers here, but you bring up a good point that I didn't think about. You know, maybe it can be done on a couple weekends, you know, not have to do every weekend, but maybe just try it out and see what happens. I mean, you know, there's a reason why, Justin, as you know, you're a very intelligent guy. I know that from knowing you like I do, is there's a reason why they put a change on a job review, subject to change, because we're under constant change and you got to be tweaking with stuff. And you know, I mean, everybody says, well, academics. Well, yeah, very few people are going to get in academic trouble in the Northwest Conference. It's all about the student experience as well. And it's about the fans and getting more people out to games, which is my sole responsibility here, and talking to great people like you. And sorry to pontificate here, but I have a passion for this, and I want change. I want change. I want a 10th team. I want the Northwest Conference to bring back College of Idaho. I want to roll here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, you know, you start thinking, and the more, you know, you brought it up, the more I start thinking about it. You know, the one rebuttal I'd have, you know, is just the fact that, you know, our guy, and I'm speaking specifically about our guys, you know, our guys don't get one day, the only day a week that they get off where they don't have basketball and they don't have school is that Sunday. And obviously, you know, if we were to play a Friday, Sunday, I mean, Saturday is going to be preparation. So, you know, I think there is, you know, something to think about as far as, you know, the well-being of the student athlete, as far as, you know, being able to get a day off. You know, I'd be interested to see if we were to do a poll with student athletes, you know, what would be, you know, something that, you know, or what they would think about that, you know, because I do think, you know, as far as at our level, I mean, obviously we don't have athletic scholarships, so, you know, everything's academic based, but I think it's an interesting question. I'd be interested to see, you know, people's perspectives on it, you know, not only coaches' perspectives, but also, you know, student athletes' perspectives and administrators' perspectives and FARs and all that, for sure.
Yeah, very good. Very well said. I would, too. I'd like to see that. Getting back to longer basketball, you know, does it make you a little bit nervous that you haven't played in a while? And I think our listeners would like to know, you know, how do you kind of have you had scrimmage? How do you prepare when you've had a little bit of time off as compared to the grind you're going to get into once you get back here Friday and Saturday night?
Well, it answer your first question. I mean, it does, obviously, anytime you've had some time off, you know, and you've been in a groove before that time off. Yeah, it kind of, you know, it gets a little, you know, nerve-wracking, a little nervous. I think the one thing that we've done a good job of is we've had, you know, we had a scrimmage yesterday, you know, an inter-squad scrimmage, you know, split up the teams evenly. And, you know, we actually even had our athletic trainer, Craig Bennett, do the officiating. And our and I actually stayed away from it. I let both of our assistant coaches, you know, Coach Barsh and Coach Odlin, you know, coach him up. And then I just kind of went back and forth, you know, with the team, but the game went overtime, and it was a great game. It was, you know, it was very competitive, and, you know, it was good to do that, because the first 6 minutes of that scrimmage was just ugly. It looked like we had not rust, but just haven't played, you know, in those game situations. You know, it was nice to do that. And, you know, we had practice today, and actually we practiced today, and then we all went and watched the first half of the Whitman-Whitworth game, which is on right now. But we had a good, you know, practice today, you know, working on situational stuff. And after yesterday and watching, you know, watching our scrimmage and, you know, really, you know, simulating a real game. But yeah, I think, you know, obviously it always is a little bit of a concern when you take that much time off and, you know, want to make sure that, you know, we're staying on that hot streak that, you know, we've been on.
Justin, you know, you've already played PLU. They have not had what you'd consider some great seasons. They're always very competitive, and B teams are not supposed to have in the past, but this year they're having a really good season. And when teams come up to Tacoma, it's kind of the equation of, you know, Washington State better be good, because that helps Washington. Same way Oregon State helps Oregon. It's good to have a PLU game in there where they're going to really test the opponent, and you might get them the next night.
Boy, they're playing really, really well. You know, Coach Dickerson's done a real nice job. You know, and they pretty much have the same team that they had last year. You know, and they're just gelling really well. I would say out of all the teams that, you know, I've seen thus far, you know, and I've seen PLU play a lot because we play in two tournaments, and I've seen them play live 6 times, including a game versus us. They're just playing on all cylinders. But, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, it's so nice to, you know, be able to go not only when people come up here and play both, which doesn't happen all the time with the Oregon schools, but, you know, with the Whitman and Whitworths, you know, being able to travel over there, and that's our travel partner, knowing that, you know, they're going to have to prepare for both of us. I mean, and you know, look out for PLU. I mean, I just think that they're playing at a very high level right now. And you know, I think at first, you know, they played in our Doug MacArthur Classic and beat a ranked team by Texas Lutheran. And, you know, at first it was like, you know, well, Texas Lutheran, I don't know if he was ready to play. And then they played the University of Chicago, played them really tough. And then obviously, you know, beat up on us and you know, went down and beat Willamette at Willamette, which is always a tough place to play. And, you know, then they played in a big-time tournament down in Vegas and won both those. I mean, they're playing at a high level. So it's nice to have that. It's also nice just for Tacoma, you know, having two teams that, you know, are having success. And, you know, I think it represents the area very nicely.
Yeah, very good. You know, I'm going to go back to another suggestion I have, but this relates more directly to everybody's team. I don't like 4 teams in the playoffs out of the 9. That's not the way sports is going. So I have another suggestion for the Northwest Conference. Why not the 9th place team doesn't make the playoffs, and 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 6, and 4 and 5 play, and you break it down that way. It adds some extra games, but so what? It's more exciting.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with that would be, obviously, with how our schedule works, it's going to take up some days, you know, during the week, unless we can do doubleheaders, which, you know, as far as, you know, playing 2 games in a day. I mean, I don't know how the NAIA Division II or the NAIA Division I format works, but I think that some of the lower seeds play 2 games in a day. And I could be very wrong on that. You'd probably know better than I would. But I think, you know, having, you know, pretty much that's adding 4 more games, 5 more games to the championship. Am I doing my math right?
Yeah.
So I think adding that more games, you know, and with the travel in our conference, I think that could, we'd have to really come up with a plan where, you know, we couldn't miss 5 days of school, you know, and then I think it would have to play in with the fact that Sunday selection day, our conference usually gets done the week before, you know, with conference play, so Friday, Saturday. So if we were to do a, you know, 8-team conference tournament, have to start up early that next week to play out those 5 days. So I think there'd have to be a lot of things in that to make it work. I know that it's been brought up as far as doing 6 teams, you know, a tournament and, you know, doing it at a neutral site. And I think that's been discussed, and I think it will continue to be discussed. You know, I mean, when I first started here at Puget Sound, we didn't even have a conference tournament. I mean, it was just whoever won the conference got in, and then we went to 3 teams. So, the number one, the team that won the regular season got the bye, and then the 2 and 3 would battle it out, and then we went to 4. So, you know, in the 10 plus years I've been here, you know, we're definitely progressing, you know, in the right way. But I know that the 6 team was brought up in one of our coaches' meetings, and, you know, I don't know what exactly happened with it, but I know it's been brought up. So we're moving that way, Greg. We're moving that way.
Good. I need to get to those coaches' meetings and address everybody, you know, at least throw my ideas on the table because, you know, and I guess the miss in school to me is not a big factor only because these are student athletes. They're students first, and they seem to handle almost anything thrown at them. Speaking of things thrown at them, Justin, you don't throw anything at guys, but you saw the scrimmage. You didn't like the first 6 minutes. You're playing good basketball right now. What are the keys to beating Willamette and Lewis and Clark this weekend? And you got to play them back-to-back, so I'm kind of throwing both of them in there. Not particular, but from your standpoint as an expert coach, what does your team have to do to come away with 2 victories?
Well, I think with Willamette, their guards are extremely talented and young, and obviously they have first-team all-conference player and Brandon Luetke, who's, you know, an undersized post that is just physical as all can be, and you know, he's very hard to stop inside. And he's also very good in, you know, transitioning, you know, can attack the rim. They're a very good transition offensive team. You know, they defend at a very high level. You know, Kip does an outstanding job mixing in, you know, different looks that, you know, on the defensive side, especially with the guard and the on ball that can, you know, confuse our guys. And, but, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, we're going to, we've been talking about all week, both games are going to be extremely physical. You know, and Lewis and Clark is a very physical team. That can really, I mean, I know Lewis and Clark in the past has always been more of an up-tempo team, shoot a lot of threes. You know, Denari's done a nice, great job the last 2 years of just kind of changing the style of play and really, you know, utilizing, you know, his bigs and what he has inside. And, you know, so both games are going to be about, you know, physicalness, about rebounding. And for us, I mean, you know, the battle of transition defense, being able to stop, you know, Willamette's guards in transition, you know, be able to stop Lewis and Clark's, you know, guards with Luno and with Markell and you know, Ken Robinson, a couple of the other guys they got. So we've been really focusing on that. We've been really focusing on rebound. And then, you know, obviously I think this time of the year when it comes to the offensive side, it's execution. So, you know, they know exactly what we're going to do. We know exactly what they're going to do, you know, on both sides of the floor. It's just really going to come into, you know, execution on both sides of the floor.
And, Justin, with to prove we have a ton of listeners tonight, which is great. You're always a fabulous interview, as I put out on Twitter, even though I hit the wrong key. And I think I misspelled interview, but so what? You know, I'm a Linfield graduate, so maybe that explains it. If I was a longer graduate, I wouldn't have misspelled the interview. But anyway, kind of the person that texts lives in Salt Lake City, and he wanted to know, kind of explain why you have so much time off. And I'll just throw this in. I think when I went to Linfield, you know, back in the 60s and, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and I did graduate in 4 years. So there was only 4 years in there out there, listeners. But anyway, I think we've got done about December 9th and didn't come back till the 1st of February, and that's kind of standard in a lot of schools.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as, you know, our school got out, you know, we had finals. It was the second week of December, and then we played Augustana on that Friday of finals week at our place, and then we left right away to go down to California, which was December 20. Finals was the third week of December. So we played the 19th or the 18th. We played Augustana, and then we played Monday and Tuesday, 21st and 22nd. We played Santa Cruz. Now, usually schedule wise, what we've done in the past is we've played, say, that Friday the 18th, and then we give our guys Christmas break, and then we have them come back on the 26th, you know, 27th, and then, you know, try to play a game, you know, either the 30th or 31st, just because, you know, we don't start conference till, you know, this week, which is the, you know, January 8th and 9th. But this year's schedule, it just, we couldn't work it out. We were actually going to, we're trying to play Portland Bible earlier in last week, but it just fell through. So, you know, a lot of it just had to do with scheduling, but usually I like to get, have the guys go on break, get a couple days of practice in. Like, I mean, I know last year we played, you know, right after break, you know, before conference started, which was good for us. But this was just one of those tricky years where, you know, we got all our games in before break, and then, you know, we've had, you know, 11 practices, you know, before we play our next one.
Very good. Justin, great job tonight. We covered a lot of topics. Your fabulous interview. It's a pleasure to know you. I'm moving basketball forward. I'm trying to do the best I can. And in closing, let everybody know, I just got another text. How do we get a hold of Coach Lunt? So give out the information, the best way to get a hold of you, and for people that want to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, so and I even got to, I got to take a look at my, I'm horrible at the Twitter thing.
Justin Lunt. At Justin Lunt.
Yeah, so it's at Justin Lunt, J-U-S-T-I-N-L-U-N-T. You know, email is jlunt@pugetsound.edu. You know, and that can be reached, you know, on Twitter or followed on Twitter, and can always be reached by email too. So, you know, glad that there's people listening, and, you know, Greg, you do an outstanding job, and I love, you know, being on this show, and, you know, I'm grateful and thankful that you have me, you know, once a month. And, you know, I think you bring up some really great ideas. That's something, you know, that, you know, anything that's going to, when I get off the phone with you, that's going to keep me thinking is always a good thing. Because if, you know, you're not thinking, you're not improving. So, you know, I appreciate everything that you do, and, you know, excited to be on your show in a month. Excited to see where we are in a month. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it will be. I was just going to say, it'll be real interesting to see it. And by the way, we're going to have Justin on year round. So, we'll have him on in the off season, plenty to discuss and talk about. And it's always fun to interview him. Have a great week. And we're going to interview Kip tomorrow night, by the way, Justin, on our 10 o'clock show on Wednesday night. That'll be fun. So, good night, and good night, listeners. Happy New Year to everybody. And don't forget to make your free throws. We'll be back again next Tuesday night at 10 p.m. And thanks to Justin. Thanks to the Puget Sound community for listening, and many others of you. Good night, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Greg.